Line. Continues the Gemara Daf Yudalad Omer Aleph, the second to last line, the last few words. Omer Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri said as follows. The Gemara continues in the same vein of the Mishpachas Beis Aftinas, that they had a special asovim that they knew how to make the Pitu Makteris and how to make it billow up, smoke straight like a stick. Omer Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. There's another gears.
Even though it was wind, they knew how to make it straight. The nation they knew was, even when wind came, it didn't.
Yeah, but Gemara says before that, even without a wind, the other ones that made it, it automatically spread, not because of the wind. No, the other one spread.
I was trying to mission pick numbers that there was a nace that it went straight up.
Right.
So then, the nace is that even if there was wind, it didn't get missed around.
That was an S, okay? Omer Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri, like we said, Tosfos Shonim answers Ein Soimchen Al Nes. That's the reason why we needed them. Zok Gemara Omer Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. Poga Bizokin Echot, Mishal Beis Aftinas, an elder person from Beis Aftinas. Beis Aftinas were the experts in Ma'aseh Pitu Makteiros, and he had a Megillah Samonim Biyodoi. He had a Megillah that said exactly a picture of every Esev and exactly what's needed for the Samonim Makteiros. Now, Omali, so he told him, Rebbe, L'sha'ovar ha'yobes abet snuin. Amol the base abu with snuin, and nobody knew exactly what they did in order to ensure that it's not going to end up after Chum Beis HaMikdosh in the hands of Ovid Avedi Zohar. However, Zog the Gemara Daf Yudala Lomit Beis, V'hoyu moisenes ha'megillah ha'zois elu le'elu. So they only gave it over to one another, and nobody else knew about it. V'achshav she'en beis abu ne'monim. But today, I know that it's going to end up happening. It's going to end up coming to Anoshim Enam Huganim. Hey, Lechas HaMegillah, I'm giving it to you. You are a trustworthy person. I'm giving it to you. You're going to make sure it's not going to be taught to Anoshim Enam Huganim. So that's Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri received it, even though he wasn't from the Mishpacha. And he told him, V'yizorebei, but make sure that don't lose it and don't give it over to others. Ukshebosi v'etzeisi ha'dvom lefnei Rabbi Akiva. When I said over, Rabbi Yechim Nuri says, when I said this over to Rabbi Akiva, so Zolgu Ein of Dmois, he started to cry, V'omar, Me'ato, from now, it's verified, from now we can see retroactively, Ein Onu Tzrichin Laskirun L'Gnai. We're not going to be Maskirun L'Gnai. We see their intent was always the Shem Shemayim. V'raya, they didn't want to give it over because they were concerned. They were genuinely concerned all along that it should end up in the wrong hands. But right now they gave it over to you. So it wasn't because they still wanted to keep it themselves. So we have to know in the Shem Shem Yirkov what exactly that means after this. This was, what do you mean was Kodim Chorban? The time of the Chorban.
You have to make sure that's when he gave it over.
Okay. But that was their concern originally. That it's going to end up in the wrong hands. That they were always, when they knew that it's Kabbalah based Abbot, that it's going to be destroyed. Zokti Ma'a Vaita. Elozar was in charge of what? Ala Paroiches. Zokti Ma'a, what does that mean? Shem Emunah al Orge Paroiches. They used to, every year, weave a new Paroiches between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Elozar was Memunah to buy the exact materials and to take care of everything that had to be done. Zokti Ma'a Pinchas HaMalbish. What does that mean? He was Malbish, or Gdomo, Shay Malbish, Big De Kunuk Doilo. Meaning, he knew exactly to measure the exact measurement of the Kahanim, Lefimi Dosoi. He was Malbish them, and not just Kohen Gadol, but also the Kahanim afterwards. But the Kohen Gadol was, he had to be Malbish first. And he took care of everything that had to do with the clothing. There was a Maisa with a Kohen that was Malbish and Estratius. Estratius is one of the Sorim. Of the armies of the goyim, now because he dressed him so nicely, Noson leishmoyne zehuvim, he gave 8 zehuvim. V'yizd amrin treinesrei zehuvim yavle. The question is, Achrayim ask that how are you allowed to be malbish? A koyin is not allowed to be malbish a goy with the big dekuna. He's being moil behektish. These are big dekuna. So why is it mutter? So the meister, the answer, steht in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chof Ches when it comes to the din of the kiddashtoy that. If a Kohen has a Hano, then it's allowed to be Moichel. If that's good for the Hano. If I have a Hano by giving something to someone else, so Mechila is shaykh on that. So Mamela, if he bought for him, it was a covet to him to do. So Mamela, there's a mechila over here. That's his hano. So Mamela, it's not a chisaron. There's no meila. There's no meila likewise. Just like it could be moichel on the minvik yidashta, if that's good for my hano. So then who had then over here, like meila, it would be the same thing.
Give a utensil, a cup from Hegdish to someone else, because if I have an no, I give him.
Bizman shebigdeim aleim kunasim aleim. But the point is, no, maybe the etzim meila, maybe something else, yiskam stand be moyelin. Here, maybe the meila is only bizman shebigdeim aleim. It's not the regular meila. It's not a regular, you're not taking a regular kotchim and giving it to be moyelin. Mechila doesn't pass on.
But, the cup also, only but when it, you use it.
No, the cup is be'etzim.
Not moil, only when you use it.
No, but the cup. The cup is koidish be'etzim, it's klishores.
Yeah, but
the big day kahuna is only koidish when you're wearing it. That's something to be chalik. That's what it is. Bizman shebig deyim aleim kunosim aleim. It's only when they're wearing it. But the point is, how could they? What happened to the din kidashtoi? What happened to the din of a koyin serving someone else? So that maybe hano would be nichlal, and it would happen. His hano is considered that it's not a chisor.
What about
the koyin dressed as goyish in general? Yeah. Zok the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Halacha beis daf yudalad omet beis the Mishnah. Ein poichsin b'shiva amalkalin v'shloishin gizborin. In the Beis HaMikdosh, we just finished talking about all the different minuyim, different stellars. So now we're talking about there had to be at least seven amalkalin and three gizborin. And amalkal was the one that had the key to the actual chambers. The gizborim were the ones that gave, the gizborim were the ones that were in charge of the melachas of Hekdesh to be poided the erch and the charomin and the ma'is hasheni. But the amalkalin had the maftechas of the azorah. So the Gizborim couldn't enter wherever they wanted, only when the Amalkalin in the Amalkalin on top of them. Now, what is the taich in Amalkal? We'll see soon in a second. The ein oisin tzroga la tzibur pochus mishtayim. Meaning, if you do a tzroga, you have to have two people involved. Chutz mi ben Achya. That ben Achya was, so to speak, the medicinal expert when it comes to the stomach ailments. That what? That he was memuna on shal choyle me'ayim. He was one person, it wasn't two. The Lozer, that was Mamuna on the Peroiches. So Oshan Kiblu Roiva Tzibra Lein. So even though they were Oisik in Mominus, but Lamaisa, their Shrora was Beichidis. Their Shrora was Beichidis. Now, Be'etzim, it says over here, there were seven Amarkalim. So the Rishonim already asked, how could Amalkalin be more than the Gizborim? Amalkal is on top of the Gizbor. Usually the one on top is less. There's people under him that are more workers. So he says, really, there were 13 Gizborim. Like it says in the Mishnah in Tomit. Just over here, the Tana is only counting the ones that were in charge of the Erche, Charomim, and Ekdeshim, Kiyotzeboy. So then it's like a Shlosh Gizborim. Zok the Gemara.
How was Cholamayim Medina Mominus?
Because you had to buy the different medicines. It's also money that had to be used. Mm-hmm. Now, some explain, Mefarshim explain, what is the Taich in Amarkel? You know, there was an organization called from Amsterdam in the time of the Yishuv HaYoshon, Pekidim V'Amalkelim. We'll see soon, there were Pekidim also. Pekidim V'Amalkelim. What is Amarkelim? So the Loshon Amarkel, based on the Tesefta in Shkolim, he says Amarkel is Mar ala koil. Amar koil. Like Isha Ashkoilis, Isha Kulaboy. Amarkalin is Mar ala koil. Meaning he's the one in charge of everything. The Rav says that in Arabic, a person that's a great person, you call him Amir. Amir, like the Arabs say, Amir. So that's the Lashon of Amarkalin, Amir. Or others say, Stam, Omar koil. Everything is under him. Zok the Gemara. Ein perks the Mishlash Gizbog and Mishiva Amarkalin. Zok the Gemara, Tony. We learned in the Braisa that Mishnei Katlikin, meaning just like you have to have three Gizborgen and seven Amarkalin, so you have to have two Katlikin. Now, a Katlikin is even greater than an Amarkal.
What's he for?
He's higher,
correct. Now, what's he for? Zok the Gemara. The Gemara is going to dash on the Posek in Divrei Yomim. The Posek enumerates different names and different positions that they had. Hadou d'chsiv, stating Pesuk in Divrei Yom as follows. V'yichil v'uziyo v'nachas. These are three names. There were gizbogen, like we said, three gizbogen. V'asoel, v'yirimois, v'yoizovot, v'eliel, v'yismachyohu, u'machas, u'v'noyohu. These are seven names. They were amakalim. And the Pesuk calls them pekidim. It says pekidim in the Pesuk. Pekidim yad. So pekidim, pekidim, so that's like the Amaklin. Amaklin la pekidim. And then it says, miyat konan yohu vishimi ochiv. Those were two names, they were katlikin. They were even a greater madrega than Amaklin. So that's why it says, miyat konan yohu vishami ochiv. B'mifkat yichizkiyo ha-melech v'azayo nogid beis kim. Ha-melech v'akoyen godl. Meaning, Kishu Choysim, a gizbar comes to sign off what items of Hekdesh should be put away and which ones could be used. So that the sign off in the Choysim, that it should be sealed away. Hagizbar Choysim, first he's Choysim with his Choysim, V'noysel Amakel, and then the Amakel signs off. And each one has a different chesima. Amakel choysim v'noisel lekatlikon. Then he gives it to the katlik. Katlik is above him. Katlik choysim v'noisel lekoyen gadol. Koyen gadol choysim v'noisel lemelech. Ukshu matir. And after a while, when they want to open up and be matir and allow it to be used again, this hekdesh. So then each one recognizes the signature if it was played around with, if it was changed, if it was sealed, it was opened. So first the melech choysim umatir. He releases his choysim. Then Koyen Gadol goy chois my umater, Katlik goy chois my umater, Amakel goy chois my umater, and then Gizbar goy chois my umater. Meaning what they used and what they didn't use, what they didn't use, they stored away and sealed. They wanted to make sure it wasn't played around with, so they had the choisim on it. And then they, whatever wasn't used, they put away. Yeah, I don't know if every jungle world, but everything that they put away from Hekdesh had to have all these seals, correct? And then verification process of everything afterwards. Zokt Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Noitin Schora Al Tzibur, Pochus Mishnayim. The moment, when it comes to momentous, you need at least two. Now, how do you know that you need two? Rav Nachman, B'Shem Rav Mona. It says in the Pesuk, Al Shem V'Heim Yikrus Azov V'Satcheles V'Zagomen. It says clearly, by the Nedovis, it says V'Heim, Loshen Rabim. So we see, when it comes to monetary Schora, Tzedakos, and things like that, you have to have two people in charge. Shouldn't accuse you of pocketing money. Zok de Gemara, Omereb, Chome Bar Chanina, Mips, Soyla Shaluchos Hashem Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu became rich from the leftover shards from the Psoilus of the Luchos. Why? Like it says in the Pesuk, Adoh Dechsiv, Psalacha Shtei Luchos Avonim. So Psalacha from Eri Dashen, Psalacha Shtei Psoilus Shalcha. And from there became, it was a very expensive stone. So that stone he became rich from. Zogma Omerab Chonin. Yeah, the Abishah gave it to him. Psalacha. That was a schar. Bnei Yisrael were what? Oisi bekesef ezor babizah sayyam. Moshe Rabbeinu psalacha psalach shalchotiyeh. You can get the psalas. Omerab Chonin. Machzav shalavonim tovis umagoliyos. Bo'el HaKadosh Baruch mitoch oloi. Meaning, the Abishah created a machzav of avonim tovis umagoliyos from his oil. Umimenu Heshe Moshe, I did this psalus. Zog the Gemara, Ksiv. Now we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was wealthy, there were people, even though he given by the Eibishter, there were people that choshed him. So they said, unfortunately, in Klal Yisrael, even a Moshe Rabbeinu, there were naysayers. Ksiv is stated in Pesuk. V'ibitu achim Moshe ad boyo elo. They looked after Moshe. Trein amagoyim, there were two amagoyim. Chad omel gnai, it was looked negatively. V'chad omel shvach. Faket hibitu l'shvach. Zok marmando melegnai. What does it mean hibitu? It means chamoin shokin, chamoin koin, chamoin kupot. Look at his thighs. Look at his feet. Look at his fat. You see all his fat, his wealth, his stomach. That's how he spoke. Afkal puma. Ochel min diyudoi v'shosim min diyudoi. It's because he's living off the Jewish people's money. That's why he's eating and drinking and he looks the way he looks. All his money, all his wealth is from the Yidden. That's what, unfortunately, the Gnai said. They said, Fakert, look at the tzaddik. Tuvia de zochas lemich mi yosei. Tuvia, meaning lucky are we that the zachis lemich mas yasei, that we're zoicha to see him. To zend the tzaddik. That's what it means. Vibitu achov. Oh, Hasidish Gemara. To cook it up the tzaddik. Oh. Now, the Ramban says when Moshe Rabbeinu collected the Chatzis Shkolim, every person passed by him and they looked at him. And a special ruach went over to them. So we see there's a mile of looking at him. Now, the next Gemara, there is a small little hakdama that I'm going to read, Poshet, what we say every time by Rosh Chodesh. What do we say by Rosh Chodesh? We say as follows. There were a par. When you have a par, the shloish esroinim soiles min chablulo b'shemen. Three esroinim of soiles of flour, blula b'shemen, lapo. Now, when you have an aisle, it's shnei esroinim. U'shnei esroinim soiles min chablulo b'shemen la'ayel echod. And when you have a keves, which is a smaller animal, sheep, isoroin soiles min chablulo b'shemen. So again, Shloish Esroinim, Shnei Esroinim, and Isoroin. Par, Isle, and Keves. Now, what about the amount of oil? So, Veniskeim, the libations are what? Chatziahin Yiel Apor. When you have the big animal, the par, it's Chatziahin. A hin is 12 lug. Half a hin means 6 lug. Shlish is a hin, a third of a hin, which is 4 lug. La Ayel, Urevias a hin, La Keves Yoyin. And Revi'a Sahin, a fourth, which is 3 lug for a keves. So again, a half a lug, a half a hin, I mean, 6 lug, a shlishis or a revi'is, or shloish esroinim lapar, shtei esroinim la'ayl, v'yisoron la'keves, of how much soilus. Now, once you have these different amounts of flour and these different libations, when you acquire in the Beis HaMikdash the flour and the oils, so how do you know what to get? So you went to the person that gave you a ticket. On that ticket it said, you have a par, here's a ticket for a par. Then you went to the Lishka of Nesochim, and they knew exactly what to give you. You have an aisle, this is your ticket. It's a picture of an aisle, whatever was on it. So you get the amount for aisle. You have a keves, you get the keves. Zog the Gemara. Zog the Mishnamin. Arba choy somers hoy b'mikdash. There were 4 choy somers, 4 types of tickets, raffles, that they gave out in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gizbar gave out. The Kosvalein. It said Egel. What does Egel mean? Egel is one. Egel connotes. You have 3 Esroinim, Soilus, and you have what's it called? Egel is the Pora. Is the Pora, right. So you have 3 Esroinim, Soilus, and you have Chatziahin. Of the Sochim. The next one was Zohar. Zohar means an aisle. So that's the next one. You have a shnei esroinim, and a shlishis ahin. And the third one was a gdi. Gdi is the keves, the shepsula, the eis, the goat. So gdi, you have one isoron, and you have a revius ahin. Then there was a fourth one. These are 3. Meanwhile, 3 ego. Zohar and Gdi, which is basically a bokar, an ayil, and a keves. V'choyta. Then there was people that have a nesochim for a mitzvah. He has to make 3 korbanos. Chatas oil and osham. So he had a different type of ticket, different libations, different shmonim. Exactly. He had 9 lugin of shemen, an additional lug he had to do on boyin ragloy and oznoy, etc. Ben Azar Omer, there were not 4, there were 5. Chamisha hayu. There were 5 chesomers. There were 5 chesomers. The Aramis Kosvalein was written in Aramaic, because that's what people understood.
So what was the 5th one?
Oh, we'll see in a second. Egel, that we said, that's for Bokar. Dechar, Dechar means Aramaic, instead of Zohar. Dechar, the Dalet is Mishalab is a Zayin. That's for the, Dechar is for the Ayil. Gedi is for the Keves. Then there were 2 types of chayta. There was chayta dal, that's a mitzayra oni. He only brings one carbon. His nesachim are three lugin of shemen and yayin, and another lug for the boyin, and chayta osher, a different chaysim for a mitzayra osher that brings three carbonus. Not every mitzayra brings three. An oni brings one. And his nesachim were taka asara lugin shemen, and that is the difference between the four and the five between the kamen ben azay. Zok the gemar mishta vayta. Egel meshamesh im niske bokar. The egel meaning was for the niske bokar. Like we said, the par. G'doy lemuktanim. It doesn't make a difference if you bring a big egel, if you have a small egel, a shor, an egel. It's all the same in nesachim. The nesachim don't change just because you have a par, an egel, or if you have a par. Doesn't make a difference. Schorim unikavis. Say if you bring oilers, which are only schorim. Say if you bring shlomim, which are schorim or unikavis. The nesachim don't change. So Mela, likewise, the ticket didn't change. You go to the gizbar and you get the exact same amount of nesachim. Doesn't make a difference how big your par is. The same thing with the gdi. Gdi mishamashim niske tzoin. Gdoil muktanim schorim unikavis. Chutz mishal elim. Oh, an ayil is a 1 year old. So this nesachim attack a difference. Ayil mishamish im niske elim bavad, meaning the ayil is can only be used for nesachim for elim. That's the only one that had that amount of nesachim. And choyte mishamish im niske sholosh behemish al mitzayra. That choyte can only be used for the sholosh for the three that by mitzayra, because there's no other carbon that had the exact same amount like by the mitzayra. Zok the gemara. Mishu, now what do you do with this chaysim? Mishu mevakish nesachim. If you want nesachim, what do? You can't just go to the stand of nesachim. First, got to stand in line and get the ticket. Holach lo itzay yechin and shumim unalach esomus. V'noyselim ois, you pay him. Now you pay him for the amount of nesachim you're buying. Umekabel mimenu chaysim, and you get a seal, a receipt. With that, you can acquire the etzim lechad nesachim. Boli itzal achya shumun elan nesachim. V'noyselim chaysim, you give him the raffle, the ticket which says eagle or tzoin. You get the amount of nesachim that you paid for. Now, at the end of the night, they want to make sure that it coincides. The exact amount of monies that came in is the amount of nesachim that you gave, the tickets that you have. So, le'erev, at the end of the night of the Avodin Beis Hamikdash, boyin, yoichin and achya met up, zeh tzol zeh, v'achya moitzi tzach chesomis. He says, look how many chesomis I received. So let me see if you have that amount of money. Umekabel connected the mois. I gave it in the nesachim, I never got paid. Give me now the money for it. I only have tickets. Tickets are worth money. In pochsu, if let's say it's pochsu, let's say Yochanan has less money than chaysomis. Something is wrong over here. That means that by accident he gave a chaysom without getting paid for it. Who takes the loss? You take the loss. Pochsu loy. Vishalom Yochanan mi beisai. Yochanan had to pay for it. Vimoisiru. It's almost like in a bank. At the end of the day, they look at the accounting. Everything streams. If let's say Yochanan has more money than Chaysomis, so Yosiru lehekdish, we don't say that it's, oh, we don't say that Yochanan gets to keep it. His money got mixed up together with the hekdish money. No. It's hekdish money. Shiyad hekdish alal yoyno. Now the Gemara says, what about someone who paid and he lost his Chaysom? Is he a fraudster or is he not? So Zok the Gemara, Mishavet Chaysomai, someone who paid Yochanan, and he wants to get the nesachim, and he looks in his pocket, they can't find the betek. Mam tila de erev, all you gotta do is wait for the evening. What happens? When Yochanan and Achya meet up, and they make an accounting, so now, if I really paid for it, there should be more money by Yochanan. Ve'im motzuloi k'dei chosomoi, and if they find there's extra money by Yochanan, kefir the chosim that Achya has, so that means there's more money, and there's missing a chosim. So noisa nesachim, we give this fella that lost his chaysim the nesachim, because obviously you lost your chaysim and that's why there's more money taka. Vim lav, and if accounting is perfect, lohi noisim lohi. So then we don't give him. Then we say that maybe you lost your chaysim. No, or maybe he lost his chaysim and someone else found it and used it. So Mela, that's why he taka doesn't have extra. But it was stolen. Whatever was lost is stolen, but it was used. Once it was used, so then you don't get no freebies. Heck, there's not going to be nifsat because of your loss. Be more careful next time. Aveda doesn't mean you get chesomis. Dr. Gemara, v'shem ayoyim kosov alein, b'bnei haramoyin. Oh, because if you don't want a ganav to find it a day later and collect, so it's specifically that day. A ganav is not going to go cash in the same day because he knows they're looking for it. The person that lost is looking, so he's not going to cash in. So the day was written on it so to avoid any gamoyes. We'll stop everybody.